So we have another caller on the line that I'd love to go back to. This is Rick, and he's calling from Bellevue. Hi, Rick. How are you?
Good, good. How are you
doing? Good. Thank you.
I have a couple questions. It's come up on a couple of calls about cholesterol.
Sure.
And there's two things. One, currently on 40 milligrams of cholesterol, of Crestor.
Okay.
Which I like to get off of.
Okay.
My LDL was 155.
Uh-huh.
Before taking Crestor, and it's now down to about 100.
Okay.
But so that's the first question, and the second, and then my LDL, HDL, we just got measured at 33.
Okay.
My diet is extremely healthy, so.
Okay.
Don't eat any very minimum processed foods, which surprised me that the LDL was so low. So I guess the biggest question is what. I heard you mention bergamot.
Yeah.
So what's the most efficient way to naturally raise your HDL, and what could I do to possibly get off such a high dose of Crestor?
Okay. So I'm just going to talk in general about HDL, and you had mentioned you already have a healthy diet, but I'm just going to say these things for other listeners.
And it doesn't appear to make any difference,
okay,
but anyway.
Yeah. So the first thing, of course, is not to smoke. I'm not saying that you
right.
do, but
no,
I just want people to know that smoking does decrease HDL levels. Exercise is extremely helpful for helping
that.
to increase HDL. And then dietarily, we're looking at reducing refined carbohydrates, making sure we're getting plenty of fiber, which now is around at least 30 grams a day, and then to eat healthy fats. And so what that means is eating foods that don't have trans fats or deep fried fats, but we're looking at fats like avocado, olive oil, fish oil. Okay.
Yeah, I do all that.
Okay. And then alcohol is actually not a problem for HDL. I'm not asking people to start drinking alcohol, but I just wanted to mention that there is research that says that moderate consumption of alcohol is definitely not an issue for most people with cholesterol. The one B vitamin that's really helpful to increase HDL is niacin, and this is regular niacin. The niacin, though, is not good to take with statin medications because it can cause real serious muscle problems. So I'm not advising you to use niacin with the Crestor. However, if at some point you do get off the Crestor, then using niacin can be helpful to bring up the HDL level. And this is real niacin. It's not that no flushing niacin isn't real niacin. It's just a different form of niacin. But the no flush niacin, like the inositol hexanicotinate that we were talking about with the other caller that can reduce cholesterol, that doesn't work as well to raise HDL. So what we're wanting to do is use actual B3, the kind that can cause flushing. You can get it in a waxy type tablet or a slow release form that helps it to not be as flushing, because that can be uncomfortable for some people.
Right.
Or we have people take it before bed or have it taken after dinner or with food to see if it would be helpful.
So you could take the B3 with the Crestor?
No, you cannot.
Okay.
Do not take it with Crestor. So that would be just an option. Like, say, for example, if you switch to the bergamot at some time, you could take the niacin in conjunction with the bergamot. But definitely, I do not have people take niacin with statin medications.
Could you take the bergamot with Crestor?
Yes, you can do that.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
And the Crestor, I just did a real quick search after you told me you were on it because I was curious if it possibly could have lowered the HDL, but it looks like in research it's supposed to help the HDL while lowering the LDL.
Right, and that's what's so surprising. Yeah.
Because
it was 42, and I looked back at past blood work, and it did not lower it, so.
Okay.
Certainly not. I was taking Xanthuminol, which is kind of a hop something, but so would you say that bergamot is, so your most efficient means of increasing HDL is niacin or bergamot? Or
the niacin supplement wise is the most efficient, but because it's not tolerable for all people, or it's not good to take it with other things like the statin medications that some people take, then the bergamot is a nice way to help get around that.
Right.
Yeah, and the research on it helping to raise HDL, it's not, we don't have as much research as on prescriptions, but it does show positive. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it seems like it's worth, I could try that while staying. One last, have you heard, the concern about the Crestor is the potential dementia issues and memory issues.
Right.
That's kind of my real concern. My dad was on it, 20 milligrams, and I've only been on 40 shortly now. But have you heard of that? Is that a concern? Have you heard of that? Or
I definitely feel like that's a concern. Yes, I do. I do agree with you. I know, and I can't tell you exactly the date of this research, but they just came out with a little bit more information about that, showing that possibly that's not really the case, that statins don't do that.
Okay.
But I'm still concerned about it, and I'm not yet
convinced
that the statins don't cause memory decline, so I'm still waiting on some more research that's very specific. But in the meantime, taking CoQ10 with the Crestor is one thing to offset it. But that would be wonderful if you could eventually wean off of it. That would be great.
So one last question here. So if you were to remove the, try to remove the Crestor, what dose of bergamot would you recommend as well as niacin?
So the niacin, that comes in 500 milligrams. Sometimes it comes in a 250 milligram, but the level I usually start with 500 because I want to make sure the person feels comfortable with using it, but you can increase it to 1,000 and sometimes even a little more, but I would probably just go up to 1,000. If it's tolerable, and then we always want to check liver enzymes to make sure it's not irritating the liver.
Okay.
With the bergamot, that one's a little bit easier. It usually comes in a 500 milligram capsule. It's typically started at once a day, but then you can go up to twice a day easily on that one.
To 500.
Yeah. Twice. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I'll try that. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for calling, Rick. I hope you have a good rest of your weekend, and we are due for our next break.